Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, time now for the watch list, our guide to the best new film and TV for the week ahead. I'm joined today by Business Post film critic John Maguire.
How are you,
freelance Brent? Culture journalist Zara Hederman.
Hello.
Hi, guys. John, the highly anticipated comedy drama These Sacred Vows starts on RTE 1. Is this RTE's White Lotus?
It kind of is, yeah. There's no getting away from that comparison. It's tonight at 9:30 on RTE Radio 1. It's the first episode in a new six-part comedy drama from the writer and director John Butler, who did The Stag and Handsome Devil.
Oh, The Stag. That was great.
Yeah, it was great, yeah. He's a very good writer and a very good director. And this show tells the story of a fateful and disastrous Irish wedding in a golf resort on the island of Tenerife. And the first episode introduces us to Tom Vaughan Lawler. He plays Father Vincent, who's a friend of the bride's parents, who arrives to officiate and is immediately lodged with this bacchanal, this hedonistic group of 20-somethings who are all on drugs and sleeping with each other and sleeping with anything that moves. And the priest is thrown into the middle of this. He's a bit reserved and a bit uptight. And very soon he has to deal with that, the sneaky local priest who's shaken him down for a bribe, the shenanigans of the other grown-ups around him, some of whom he's known all his life, and then the revelation of a devastating, long-held secret. And the trick in the show...
I've seen three episodes. And is it as good as it sounds?
Well, the trick in it is that the second episode gives you the same events of the week, but from the point of view of another character. The second one is a gay ex-school teacher called Cormac, played by Adam John Richardson. And then the third episode is Sandra, who's the mother of the bride. She's played by Justine Mitchell, and who's keen to make her mark by installing a monumental sculpture on the roundabout outside the golf resort. There's a Celtic Tiger buzz to this.
Excellent.
There's no getting away from it.
Yeah, it's great crack, because there's so many secrets in it, and I love secrets in a show. And the Sandra character, she is brilliant.
Yeah.
And Tom Vaughan Lawler, as John said, he's like, I could watch him doing anything, and he's great as the priest. Like, he's very sympathetic and he's having a terrible time with all these young ones.
Yeah.
So you really feel for him and you're rooting for him. So it's very entertaining, and I watched two episodes.
I was very struck by how frank it is about the issues that it's discussing. It tells him straight up. I was struck by that. So it's sharp and it's scabrous and anxious
uncomfortable. Glenn Rowe
It's not Glenn Rowe.
So these Sacred Vows, RTE 1, 9:35 tonight, and it'll be on the RTE player as well, obviously. John, briefly now, because we've talked about this many times before, one of your favourite shows.
I only put it on the sheet of paper that they give you, Brendan, just out of habit now at this stage.
I love this show. Someday I will watch it.
Very brief. This is Series 9. We're about halfway through. It's Episode 5 is on tonight. The 12 original Potters have been whittled down. But I will say, and I'll only say this, that in an era of AI slop and the deliberate diminution of human creativity.
Okay.
This show celebrates the kind of beautiful things that people can make with their hands, with mud and fire. And that's really all you have to celebrate
when you
see it.
Well said. Analog, organic, old school. Okay, that's the Great Pottery Throwdown. It's on Channel 4 tonight at 7:45, and you'll get it on the Channel 4 catch up on the episode so far. Zara, Under Salt Marsh is a new crime drama on Sky Atlantic and Now TV, which they are pushing very heavily. Is it any good?
I actually haven't seen an episode of it yet, but I'm excited to, because it has Kelly Riley, who I absolutely love. People know her from Yellowstone, True Detective Season 2. So basically the premise of this, we're in a fictional Welsh coastal town, and she was a former detective. She's now a teacher, and a tragedy happens in this town where a body of an 8-year-old boy is found, who's one of her students. And this obviously strikes the community. It hits them quite hard, but it also hits her character quite hard, because a couple of years prior to that, her niece went missing in an unresolved case. So she then... her former partner, Eric Bull, who's played by Ralph Spall, he comes in to solve this crime and this mystery about the 8-year-old boy. And the two of them together kind of unearth some secrets that may connect the two cases.
Okay.
So very interesting. The Guardian loves it, has given it 4 stars. It looks excellent. Great supporting cast.
Okay.
Brian Gleeson, Harry Lottie and John the Price there as well.
Under Salt Marsh, I think episode 1 and 2 are there now. And then there are episodes dropping weekly. Then that's on Sky Atlantic and Now TV. John, The Beauty on Disney Plus is the new show from Ryan Murphy. This is the guy behind The People versus O.J. Simpson, Glee, Nip Tuck, stuff like that. The reviews are quite hostile. I gave it a bit of a watch last night. I like it.
You liked it?
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of The Substance, the Oscar-winning show.
Well, I mean, people from The Substance should be looking for a few quid for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
yeah,
but I mean, it's glossy.
Well, Ryan Murphy did Nip Tuck a few years ago, and that's kind of in a similar vein. This is a pair of FBI agents played by Evan Peters and Rebecca Hall, who I think is superb. They investigate this new STD, a sexually transmitted disease, which is a virus known as the Beauty, which spreads rapidly and has no cure. And it turns everybody who is infected by it into a beautiful person, into a stunner, transforming them through mutated DNAs into a kind of a vision of physical perfection. And the only drawback is that it might make you explode.
Yeah.
It is frequently lethal. You see,
and if
the
that
early
sounds
scenes,
like nonsense, it's actually bigger nonsense than it even sounds like.
Yeah, I know. We're supposed to. It is
but
an
you're
allegory.
In Paris, you're in Venice, everybody's gorgeous, dressed really well.
Catwalks are blowing up on the catwalk, and the models are blowing up on the catwalk. And the FBI focus on this tech billionaire, only known as the Corporation, who's played by Ashton Kutcher, and his efforts to contain this carnage with the help of a man who's known as the Assassin, played by Anthony Ramos. It's very sharp, I think. It's very gory, and it's a bloody satire, and it's an allegory, I suppose, for our unrealistic beauty expectations.
Totally, and you kind of have to go with it.
And it's funny,
definitely
and it's camp,
clever,
and you know, all of this, and Isabella Rossellini pops up in it as well. So there's 11 episodes of it. It's on Disney Plus.
Excellent. That's called The Beauty, and it's on Disney Plus now. Zara, a bit of cinema. Is this thing on? So this is an unlikely. So comedian John Bishop's life story, but made into a Hollywood film with Will Arnett and Laura Dern.
Yeah, and Bradley Cooper directing it as well. I kind of did a double take when I saw that it was based on John Bishop's story. So I didn't realise this. So this film's been in production for about 8 years. So Bishop and Arnett have a mutual friend, and his friend asked Bishop how he got into comedy, and he said, well, I was 33, I was going through a separation, and I was also working as a pharmaceuticals kind of sales rep. And one night after he dropped his kids back to his partner's house, he was like, it's Monday night, I've nothing to do. So he went to a comedy club, and instead of paying the cover fee, he was like, I'll sign up, and sure, look, I won't get called up to do a set. But he did, and he realised that he actually loved comedy, and it was like a passion that he became really into. So Will Arnett plays the kind of stand-in John Bishop character. Laura Dern is his wife. Now, they loosely kind of use the real events. So there's one night where John Bishop's character, the Will Arnett person, is doing a stand-up show, and it turns out his ex-wife is in the crowd and he's doing a routine about their separation. So she goes up and talks to him, and then they kind of reconnect again. And then they kind of talk through their marriage and what wasn't working. So it's a really kind of interesting story. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's called Is This Thing On? And that is in cinemas now. John, No Other Choice is a new Korean black comedy in cinemas now. And there can be great Korean black comedy now and again.
Oh, this is from a guy called Park Chan-wook, who made Old Boy, which is one of the greatest films of the 21st century, I think. And
is
Handmaiden.
Old Boy.
Okay. It's a kind of a mashup of Alfred Hitchcock and Buster Keaton, this middle-aged Korean paper engineer, made redundant after a US takeover, turns to murder to influence his chances of getting a new job in a cutthroat market. So it's the Lee Bin-young, who's from Squid Game, he plays the engineer, and he's convinced he'll get another job in no time, and 3 months later he's still unemployed. So he puts an ad in a trade paper, a fake ad, and he murders the people, the most qualified people that apply for it, in order to improve his own choices. And he keeps saying, I have no other choice, no other choice. The masterstroke, I suppose, in the film is showing us how the more this man ignores his conscience, the more he fits into this soulless, inhuman corporate ecosystem that the Americans have
capitalism
brought with them.
Allegory.
Anti-capitalism, but it's very funny, very provocative, and like all of his films, incredibly stylish and beautifully made.
Okay, great. That's No Other Choice, and that is in cinemas now. Zara, you've been to see the new Jason Statham movie, Shelter, and I don't want to stereotype you, but was this your cup of tea?
It was also my first Jason Statham film.
Statham. Yeah. I can't even pronounce the guy's name. That's how cool I am.
I went into it kind of for the laugh, and it is the most wonderful 2.5-star action film I've seen in a long...
It's Jason's specialism is the 2.5-star.
It's great crack. Okay. Like, I was telling my friends afterwards the premise, and they were falling around the place laughing. And I don't want to get too much into his character's backstory.
No, please
because
don't.
Because the tension... the tension actually is very effectively built up as to who is this man. He's like living in like a lighthouse with his dog who's gorgeous, and then one day a young girl comes along and she comes into his care. She's played by Bodhi Ray Bratnock, who we saw in Hamnet, and the chemistry between the two of them is actually really sweet, and you're rooting for the two of them. But like,
oh, you
after
got a lot out of this, yeah.
Brendan, I
this
loved
more
it
than anyone ever
I actually
loved
it.
Jason Statham's
okay, you loved it. Shelter in cinemas now. And listen, there's a whole catalogue for you to go back on.
I know, I'm
films
buzzed.
That are probably quite similar. John, tell me about Richard Linklater's Nouvelle Vague, which is in selected cinemas now.
Yeah, this is Linklater's black and white homage, I suppose you'd have to say. It's more of a kind of a Valentine or a tribute to Jean-Luc Godard's debut feature, A Bout de Souffle, Breathless, which was made in Paris in 1960. Linklater has Gillian Marbeck play Godard. Zoe Deutsch plays the American actress Jean Seberg, and Aubrey Dolan as the brooding Jean-Paul Belmondo. Inspired by seeing a terrible film, Godard and his fellow film critics in Paris determined to make films themselves, and inspired by a real-life news story, François Truffaut writes a script outline about this handsome guy who shoots a cop and hides out in Paris with a beautiful American girl.
Okay, I love Richard Linklater. I feel I'm not there for this film. Does he do it well?
It's really gorgeously made, and it is full of he gets the sense of freedom that these guys had in 1960 when they made these films with smaller cameras and faster film stock, and they could go out on the streets and do things cheaply. Godard famously said, "All you need is a girl and a gun," and he absolutely captures that spirit incredibly well. But this is the second Linklater in as many months after the film that he made here in Ireland, Blue Moon, which is Oscar nominated.
Okay.
It's a totally different experience and a totally different film.
Okay.
But
Richard
it's a film
Linklater.
About. I like a film about making films.
Yeah, you do.
It captures that extremely well.
Nouvelle Vague in selected cinemas now, if you like a film about making films. Zara Hederman and John McGuire, thank you very much.
That's it
for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's show was produced by the series producer Tessa Delahanty. Research was by AB Film and Bowman. Senan Cullinan was the broadcast coordinator. Ruth Kennington was on sound. Stay tuned for This Week with Paul Cunningham. But first, I'll just read your text first. Andrew McCarthy, swoon. Who could forget that smile? I'm still convinced I saw him once in Kerry. You know what, texter? You probably did. I'm going to leave you now, take you back to the final scene of Pretty in Pink in 1986. This is OMD if you leave.